Hi, Kerry. Thank you for giving us some time.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thanks, Glenn. Great pleasure for me to be here.
Yeah, that's great. Look, we got to talk about an exit plan when we finish up, you know, because life expectancy is going on and on and on. And for some people, they don't know what that looks like. And that's not a good idea, is it?
It certainly isn't. And unfortunately, there are some what are currently anecdotal but pretty valid statistics around, and particularly for men, when they retire, you know, within 5 years, it's a pretty sad state of affairs. So there's really one good way, not one, but, you know, several good ways to be able to make sure that you don't become one of those statistics. And it's what I advocate, of course, which is to be able to give it some thought. Start thinking about what you're going to do when you retire. Having retired twice myself, I know what it's like when you're just sitting there all of a sudden and going, oh, what am I going to do now? What's next?
Yeah, it does bear for some thinking ahead, because, like, all of a sudden you don't have to get up at the same time. You don't have an office or somewhere to go to work. And this can be amplified if you're a small business owner or medium business owner.
In fact, yes, you're absolutely right. And it's so much so because it's all around your identity. And a lot of people in their own businesses have had that identity where they've been attached to what they've been doing for so long, and ultimately that just disappears. And, you know, somebody says to you, well, what do you do? What do you do now? And you've got no answer. So it's really, really, really important to actually figure it out, what it is that you're going to do in the life after business, or the life after your work, your life after your job. It's like a plan for the future, which can be so enriching for you to be able to just give it some thought.
Yeah, well, exactly. But at the end of the time, I often stop and think, well, is the term retirement redundant? Because so many people just keep on keeping on. They do stuff, they keep busy, and perhaps the plan, it wasn't a plan, it's just what they've fallen into.
This is true. That's exactly right. And look, I actually think it's probably a misnomer, really, because it sends people in the wrong direction as retirement, because there's so much you can do. But it's a lot better if you actually think about it and go about it in a systematic way than just falling into what the next thing might be. In today's, you know, volunteers, for instance, you know, there's even a website that has where you can register if you want to volunteer for something. One of the things that I've certainly been heavily involved with our local sports club, as an example, and we do 7 different sports. Well, those, like, your local clubs are always looking for people to help them out, and you've probably got some unbelievable skills that you can actually apply as a resource to those community organisations. And it's, you know, it's not just simply working for the sake of charity. It's working, doing something that's purposeful and that you really enjoy and that you are in control of, because it is also very important. Let's have a rest as well. You know, we don't want to be on another string, you know, that's actually that's causing you some grief because you're not doing what you really want to do.
I guess you want to become the definition of what does a happy person on Monday mean? They're retired.
That's exactly right. Well, you know what? There is a lot to be said for not having to, you know, get up, do the things, you know, work for the man or be at the beck and call of your business in that sense. But, you know, that's what's given you joy and something that you've really loved, and that's where your circle of friends have been for so long. Then it's really important to make sure that you maintain that feeling and that way of being for the future. You don't want to have to, you know, fall into depression. Which would, of course, be the worst thing that could possibly happen.
So have a think of your exit plan. Kerry, always good to have a chat with you. Thank you very much. You're with the exitstrategygroup.com.au. People can look up some more information there. But thanks for your time.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you, Glenn.
There's Kerry Bolton. She's the CEO of the Exit Strategy Group. Think about your exit plan. Retirement, some people think it's a misnomer. Some people think it's a finish line. But it's not. It's the beginning. This is the KZ Network, the Breakfast Experience.